All right. Well, talking with my favorite British country artist.
Aw, thank
Katie.
You. Hi.
One of my favorites, despite the fact it's I just said UK, but...
That's okay. That's okay. I am, in fact, from the UK, so, yeah.
Well, I think the accent kind of gives that away.
It does. It does. Although I've been here long enough now, I think it's changed, like, it's morphed into some kind of weird combination of accents, so...
Yeah, that's the way my voice tends to go. If I watch, like, a movie too many times in a row, there were people that first met me, they thought I was from Boston. I'm like,
yeah.
I went that far?
Mm-hmm.
There were people who thought I was from Texas. I'm like, okay, that one's a little more believable. Because I listen to a lot of country music, so there's a good chance I'm just saying y'all and that just naturally, like...
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the States, so I had an American accent when I was a kid, and then moved to the UK, and I got teased, so I had to, like, change it so that when I was back home, like, in the UK, I had a British, like, a very correct British accent.
Ah.
But I think now it's kind of messed me up, because obviously with the singing, I'm obviously singing with a Southern accent, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... You're from Liverpool, right? Or you live in Liverpool?
I live in Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
At the moment.
I was gonna say you don't have a Scouse accent,
no.
So.
Oh God, that's
Thank
an accent
God.
That I have not
Thank
been
God.
Able to wrap my head around.
And it's you don't speak like a Geordie, which is a bonus because I would never understand a word you said if you were
to
a Geordie.
To be honest, I don't really understand very many British regional accents either, but they are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And you did an amazing performance at the Palomino.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun.
Well, I made sure. I'm like, okay, like, once you're announced, I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to go to this other event. That's why I'm okay, like, Ty, what time's her set at so I can do this? I'm trying to figure out what time your set's at so I can make sure I see this.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming out. It was a really fun show. It was my first Calgary show, so hopefully it won't be the last.
But, and you got a nice little white hat.
I did. It was incredible. Yeah, when Ty was on, he called us up, and I got white-hatted, so I'm an official Calgarian? Is that the correct term?
I think so,
Calgaronian?
I think it's Calgarian.
Calgarian. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just messing like I don't know what, but I do love it. I haven't taken it off since the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure every time I've seen you, like, oh yeah, you're still wearing it, still going.
It's my thing now. Until I get a new hat, this one will be the one.
Oh, and you just released recently The Kiss.
I did, yes.
Which is a very awesome song.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a fun one.
I just love the little background, daydreaming. I'm sitting there going, like, this is giving me like my imagination almost from like, why am I blanking on their names now? I shouldn't. I listened to it enough times.
No, it's fun. I like when we did the demo for that song, we made like we were just messing around and I co-wrote that with Gab Zapka, who's the guitarist in my band, co-writer on pretty much everything that I do. We were just messing. We made like a really 80s demo. So we had bells and we had synths and everything. And we had so many tracks of just us going daydreaming. But...
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Is this supposed to be, like, a just my imagination thing where it's all in your head and it's not, like, a real thing?
Yeah, pretty much. And also, I guess it's just, like, I wanted something that would give the crowd, like, something to sing along to once they'd heard the song. So I wouldn't have to sing it and everybody else could sing it, which is kind of fun because as people pick it up, then it gets louder
every
time.
Those are always the best ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was telling you this before. I was very weird to find out you knew another Everett. I happen to know.
Yes. Yeah, I was doing at the Long Road. I bumped into them, so that was fun. So.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know two Everetts.
Yes. Though I'm the better one, right?
You, absolutely.
They're fake Everetts. Their real names aren't Everett.
You're the true,
They're
the
not.
True Everett.
Yeah.
The one and only.
They added an E to the end. Really enough, that's how a lot of people misspelled my name. They put an E at the end. I'm like, why? But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, everybody spells my name with an IE, so. Like Katie with an IE.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. Or that, or half the time, was it Katie or Caddy?
Yeah. Well, actually, hilariously, because I presented an award at the CMAOs, Ontario, and they introduced me as Kathy Hurt on stage, and I was like, so close. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's Katie. Well, maybe my real name's Catherine, but it is Katie. Oh, yeah. Everybody calls me Katie.
Well, I felt really bad last year. Two of your friends and that and Kendra and Jason, I was talking to them about their song that was coming out for Christmas, and I'm like, I messed up the wording of the order, and like Jason crushed me, I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And then later on, like, I slowly say it, I'm like, did I say it right this time? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think
it's a win.
Is,
it's a win.
Especially events like this where you're chatting to so many people and you're constantly on the go.
My handwriting is
gibberish
and it's...
Also,
the words blend together too much.
We're all running on, like, no sleep and three cups of coffee, and you just get a little bit tongue-tied.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. And one of the funny things with you on social media was a neighborhood cat.
Oh my goodness. Well, so I'm a massive animal lover. Yeah. Like, I love them so much. And I'm easily distracted. And today, especially because there's puppies next door, and I already climbed in the crate. Like, I was sat in the puppy crate.
Doesn't surprise me.
But yeah, I started working at a record store recently.
Yeah.
I was walking home my very first shift, and a cat followed me. And I was unloading some groceries, and the cat snuck into my house. So.
Oh, geez.
It was in there for about 4 hours. I found out that her name is Flossie.
Okay.
I scanned her tag. I know exactly where she lives, so I took her home. And then, hilariously, the night that the kiss came out.
Yeah. The cat came back.
I went to take the trash out, and the cat was sat waiting by the front door, and she came in. She was just hanging out. I was meant to be doing all my release posts and everything, and I was too busy, like, just, you know, enjoying the fact that she'd come back to say hi. So now I feel like she's my temporary cat, but...
Yeah, it's just, oh, the cat came back. By the way, stream this song.
Yeah.
Cat came back.
Well, I'm not allowed pets in where I live because my landlord... doesn't let pets be in the rental. So I have to just kind of, these are all the neighbor's pets that I'm just like stealing now. I'm just like, it's not mine, so it's allowed.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have a dog of my own who's back home with my parents right now.
Oh, nice.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day though, I'm going to have like 12 dogs, 12 cats. I'm going to have like a whole farm situation.
You used to live in Winnipeg. There's farmland out there. You can just have a dog sanctuary there.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like Miranda Lambert. She's got like a pet sanctuary. I want to do the same thing. I love
them. Why not?
Yeah.
Might as well. So like, what else do you have planned then? Because obviously The Kiss just came out. So you're obviously promoting a lot about that.
Yes.
And then... Well, again, I'm hoping you come and play shows in Canada.
I am working on it, I promise. So, The Kiss just came out. It's the third single from what will be my debut album, which is going to be out hopefully beginning of next year.
Awesome.
But actually, just a couple days ago, announced I'm doing a duet with an artist named Ben Johnson.
Okay.
It's called Tale of Two Mountains. That's going to be on October. So, October 7th. And it's really cool because when he asked me to be a part of that song, it was unexpected, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one being out. And then I'm going to be back out actually in Winnipeg in November.
Nice.
So coming back, I only go to Winnipeg when it's like absolutely freezing. I feel like I'm not allowed to be in Winnipeg when it's summer. I'm enjoying the fact that Calgary, I can see the ground. It's weird. But yeah, so I'm going to be back in Winnipeg. I'm hoping I'll be able to do a couple shows as well. And then next year... if I can get all my ducks in a row, I'll be out here doing some shows as soon as I can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I love talking to you as always.
It's always a pleasure.
And
thank you so much.
Somehow you have not gotten tired of seeing me so far every single day.
Every day.
And every so many hours. Like, disappear all of a sudden. Nope, there you are a couple hours later.
No, it's so cool. I love knowing friendly faces. And thank you so much for, you know, constantly supporting my stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Well,
if you're willing to subject yourself to talking to me, I mean, it's the least I can do.
Anytime.